This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Casey T. Allen is here with me in studio. Welcome back, Casey.
Hello again.
And I can't wait to hear your review of the much-anticipated film Bohemian Rhapsody. The movie made just over $50 million in the box office over the weekend. What's your take?
Bohemian Rhapsody is a half-musical, half-biographical film about the rock band Queen and its rise to fame in the 1970s and 80s, with particular attention on the life of the band's lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Born as Farooq Bulsara to traditional parents from India who emigrated to London, Freddie Mercury's story as a bold, risk-taking visionary is one that will inspire and fascinate audiences, despite many rough edges of the band's life being smoothed over. The film is a fun ride because it's well-balanced, showing the frenetic, energized scenes of the band creating their distinct voice, but also showing quiet, lamenting scenes about Freddie Mercury's personal life, divorcing his wife, reconciling his homosexuality, and learning he is HIV positive. The director, Bryan Singer, shows a surprising patience with this film because it has a number of scenes simply showing the band performing great music and reminding older and younger viewers of their brave creativity with new instrumental innovations, blending musical genres, and interacting with their audiences in a way that had not been done before. Is it smoothed over with all the rough edges, too polished? Yes, but it's still an entertaining movie.
And still a recommendation.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Casey, the holidays are just around the corner. Any fun holiday movies to look forward to coming out this weekend?
Yes, The Grinch.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
See you next week.